Hi, my name is Amanda McMillan and welcome to our broadcast. As we continue discussing about mood disorders, we are going to begin talking about generalized anxiety disorder, also known as GAD. I will also give you some information on how to recognize the warning signs and various treatment options. Do you feel stressed out, worried, or anxious? It is a natural part of life to have stress and worry. Whether it's relationships, careers, family, health, you name it, there's plenty to worry about. How can you tell the difference between normal stress and the feelings associated with generalized anxiety disorder? It is normal to be stressed out about a doctor's appointment, school tests, or work deadlines. If you're coping with a death in the family or you just lost your job, you will obviously be upset and worried. It is normal to be stressed out if you had a hard day at work and you've been sitting at the computer all day long. All of these areas of your life can cause you to be anxious, and that is perfectly normal. So when does stress become more than just normal feelings of being worried and uptight? The following is an example taken from the National Institute of Mental Health demonstrating how a person feels with generalized anxiety disorder. Quote, "I always thought I was just a worrier. I'd feel keyed up and unable to relax. At times it would come and go, and at times it would be constant. It could go on for days. I'd worry about what I was going to fix for a dinner party, or what would be a great present for somebody. I just couldn't let something go." End quote. Generalized anxiety disorder is a feeling of constant worry that lasts for at least 6 months and can be very difficult, if not impossible, to control. GAD affects about 6.8 million Americans. To identify GAD in adults, 3 symptoms must accompany the anxiety. Some of the symptoms include difficulty sleeping, having a bad temper, muscle pains, restlessness, and having a hard time staying focused. Many adults with GAD tend to worry about everyday routines such as money, their job, and household chores. We have only recently begun to diagnose GAD in children. Children with GAD tend to worry more about how they look in front of their friends and peers. Identifying GAD is different in children than adults because children only need to have one symptom along with the stress, whereas adults need to have 3. Again, these symptoms include irritability, difficulty sleeping, muscle aches and pains, and can't stay focused. If you think you or your child is suffering from GAD, it is important to find help. Individuals who have an anxiety disorder that is left untreated is at risk for depression and has a higher chance of abusing alcohol or drugs. Also, their relationships with their family members, friends, and co-workers may decline. Treatments for individuals with GAD is different for each person, so it is important to remember that what works for someone may not work the same for you. Individuals may have to try different combinations of medication before they can find the right one for their anxiety disorder. It is also important to understand that medicines for GAD will not cure the disorder, but can allow individuals to live their lives to the fullest. The best approach to deal with an anxiety disorder is a mixture of medicine and psychotherapy. Psychotherapy allows individuals to find out what is causing the anxiety, as well as how to deal with the symptoms. This can be accomplished through talking with a trained mental health professional, such as a psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker, or counselor. There is no question that GAD can damage a person's family situation and performance at work. However, individuals who seek long-term treatment can have a promising future. It is important to remember that even though you may be suffering from GAD, you can find the right treatment by talking with your doctor and discussing various treatment options. You can gain control of your life, your thoughts, and your feelings. The material included in this podcast came from several sources. These sources were the American Psychological Association, 2004, from www.apahelpcenter.org, The Role of Psychotherapy in Effective Treatment, Anxiety Disorders Association of America, from a Generalized Anxiety Disorder brochure, from Michael First, 2000, The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 4th edition, text revision, from Melvin Lewis, 2002, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, a Comprehensive Textbook, 3rd edition. The National Institute of Mental Health, 2008, from www.nimh.nih.gov, from the Anxiety Disorders webpage.